Today seems like the perfect day to discover a new you. Life is about the journey, the adventure, the crazy ride of it all. Live your desires and create your own destiny. Why not start your journey with me today?
Hi, Dro.
What's up,
Dro?
Hey, Dro.
What's up, Dro? Hi, guys. We are on episode 6, and I'm trying to stay consistent because I heard the best way to go about having a podcast and getting it to grow is the consistency. So I know if I stay consistent with you guys will stay consistent right back with me. So last week I talked about my preparation for Ramadan, and today is literally the first day of Ramadan. So just bear with me, because I cannot drink anything and my mouth is kind of dry right now. But we are going to make it work. I woke up today at 6 a.m. and I did my first prayer. And then I ate some things and I tried to drink at least 2 water bottles to stay hydrated throughout the day, because I just cannot overstuff myself. I'm already really small and it was just like hard for me to do that, but my body will get on a schedule to know that, like, when I wake up at that time, you have to eat. So I just have to keep going every day, and I think it's gonna get better. But yeah, I felt really good this morning. I feel really good right now. I'm just so excited. It's the first day of Ramadan. Blessings to all. So we will see what happens. I'm gonna keep you guys updated. I'm gonna stay consistent, like I said. I'm really just trying to be consistent with everything in my life that I am focused on, my goals, my aspirations, especially my goals that I have set for Ramadan. And I am not cursing, so that's going to be like a real challenge, because this morning I already had a slip up. I'm just like very bad with curse words. It's like another form of my vocabulary, so I'm gonna get better. But no cursing, no social media, like I said. I'm just going to check it twice a day just to post, literally, not scroll, not message people. It's literally just to post on my business page and my podcast page. And yeah, no drinking. So I'm just excited. We will see. This is the first day. I am doing another prayer right after I record this. And yeah, let's get into today's episode. So today's topic is love bombing and toxicities in dating. I just really wanted to discuss this topic and touch on it because I notice a lot of women all saying the same thing. And I don't want to just make this focused on women, because men go through things too, but I am a woman and I've been around a lot of women lately, and I've just been hearing the same thing from different races, different cultures. They can stay in different states. It's just the same thing. And I feel like if we are all feeling the same way, that is a major issue or problem. So love bombing to me is overfilling me with love and make me feel special and then tearing me down, making me feel love like I've never felt before and then just drastically changing. I'm not sure why a lot of men do this, but this is very common in our generation nowadays. I'm not sure if it's how they were raised or if it's just the dynamic of social media in today's society. I feel like a lot of women are literally screaming out to be soft, and I think everyone takes that as a woman saying she wants to be lazy. And no, I don't think that's the case. Women are saying they want to be soft because we are women. We are nurturers. We make a house a home. When you come to us, you should be able to let your guard down and feel safe in your woman's arms. We don't want to have to be guarded all the time or hard around you guys. Why would a man want a rough woman? A lot of times I feel like men have been through so many of their own traumas that they put their traumas on us women. And honestly, we don't know how men are being raised nowadays that we all as a generation feel like we are being love bombed or just with toxic men or just can't find the right people to date or there's really no courtship or dating. They see social media and they lose the grip of their manhood. Being a man, to me, is more than knowing how to make money and make sure the bills are paid. It's about your mindset. It's about knowing how to talk through your emotions and have a real conversation. One thing that kills me, oh my gosh, about this dating era is that we can't express ourselves because our significant other will be so quick to block you or just ignore you. Like literally, if you can't be around each other, like if you're not in the same house, block you on the phone, ignore you. Just like, that is so childish. Why would you do that? That is childish. And that is a form of manipulation in my eyes. And to me, it's nothing worse than a person purposely ignoring you. I'm honestly like a real gentle lover, and I am very sensitive at times. So nothing hurts my feelings more than not being able to express my feelings and how something is making me feel. To me, that is a problem. Like, why can't I just sit down and have a conversation with you about something that is bothering me, or you tell me what is bothering you? It's a lot of games that are played in just dating someone. But to me, I look at it as my heart is real and my feelings are important. So you guys should look at it like that too. Your heart is real. Your feelings are important. Your heart is not a toy or a video game. Your heart is not something to be played with. We are adults. Let's have a conversation and say that we either don't like the situation or we can fix something. Men want to be chased and pursued, and they truly feel like they are the catch. And that leads us as women to say, I have to be independent and I have to guard myself because I personally don't want to have relationships that are based off of sex or where I feel like I can't open up and be my true self. A lot of guys I notice will love bomb you just to get in your pants and say that they had you. I've recently went without dating for almost 7 months because I've really just been trying to focus on me and loving Dro. But also, I got tired of dating a dynamic of men always getting mad at me for having my own life. And I kind of just wanted to really learn me more so I can know what I dislike and what I do like in myself that I would also like in someone else, or that someone else would like in me. So I thought like, okay, maybe it's time to date again. But I almost had a situation where I was love bombed and having to feel like I had to chase the person. And that just shows me like, baby girl, keep loving yourself. It's not time. I also know that in this society of so much judgment and hatefulness, we do all just want someone to love us and make us feel safe. But please notice the red flags and notice what gives you a feeling like, no, this feels like it's not going to be the best for me. We have to stop dismissing the signals of toxicity that we see and embrace it and move on. Find a man that will wait for you to even just have sex, that will really get to know you and that you can have a conversation with. Someone that wants to learn you. And I say this because I truly believe in soul ties. I don't think anyone should just be giving themselves away, but I am not judging anyone in their life. I just know I'm very emotional and sensitive. So when I'm giving my body to someone, I want them to be my person only. Not in a possessive sense, but just really like we are each other's person. Because like I said, I'm sensitive. I will get my feelings involved, and some people just don't want to get their feelings involved. But that needs to be stated when you're messing with someone. Usually, it's best to be in a relationship with that person because having sex is also an exchange of energy. Like, have you ever just been feeling like really happy in life, just extremely cheerful, and then you have sex with someone and you wake up 2 days later not knowing why you feel confused or just a little lost in life or having some negative thoughts? If this hasn't happened to you, then just skip what I'm saying right now. But if it has, I want you to know that this is because of the exchange of energies. And while your partner could be making life seem like it's the best they ever have been living, they internally could be going through emotions that aren't being expressed out loud to anyone else. So now you have those feelings and you don't even know why. Or certain women will become obsessed with the man after sex because he ejaculated in her. And I promise you guys can look this up. It is a proven fact that the DNA from a man's sperm goes to a woman's brain. So in simplest terms, when people say she's dick dumb, it's like kind of a fact. Just know who you are dealing with before you share yourself with them. And if a guy is not willing to wait for you, trust me, he is not the guy for you. Or if a woman is not willing to wait for a guy, the same thing applies. Do not let a man love bomb and manipulate you over and over again. Trust me, there will definitely be signs and red flags of manipulation. A great book to read that I feel like will show you that you're dealing with the manipulator is The Art of Seduction. That's really all these guys are doing when they love bomb you. They are seducing you and going on to their next victim. Do not be a part of their manipulation. Notice it. Do not yearn for love so bad that you are easily manipulated. Just don't be thirsty for a false promise of love because of what you see on social media or around you, because quite frankly, you just feel alone. Loving yourself will help with any thoughts or feelings of being alone, or just start doing more activities and going out with more family and friends that actually love you. Be around love and learn to love yourself. And when the time is right, go back to the episode Timing for Life. When the time is right, you will find your person. Don't force it, and don't be on social media looking at couple goals or post about, oh, I want my person to be like this, because all you're gonna do all day long is think about how you want your person, or you're gonna think about couple goals when those people could be posting couple goals and going through the worst things ever. Because everybody I've seen who are couple goals have either broken up or some type of scandal has come out about their relationship. There was nothing couple goals about them. Go on actual dates with your potential partner and learn them. One show I truly loved growing up, which is really weird, but it was Sex and the City. And I know they were very promiscuous, but you had like Charlotte. She wasn't too promiscuous. And Miranda, she had her guy. They got married. They were married. But it showed. And Carrie was pretty like promiscuous, and Samantha, but I liked it for the fact that it showed like dating, like they would actually go on dates. You can actually date, like you can go out, have drinks, go bowling, go golfing, like do little things, go to little gatherings. I feel like in this generation, we have missed the phase of just actually dating someone, like actually being courted, like someone coming to pick you up, bring you flowers, you know, make you feel that sense of being wanted, being loved. We don't have that anymore. Like, we'll meet people at a bar or club where I can't have an actual conversation with you at a club. Like, and we don't get picked up anymore. We Uber. They don't bring flowers to you anymore. It's just so bad. And I notice a lot of people will be like, oh, let's drink or let's smoke. It's like, baby, I don't even smoke. Going to smoke hookah is not a date. That's just not a date to me. Going to the club is not a date. I had a guy tell me that since we went to the club and he spent, I think, like $3,000 something on a section, he was like, this is an expensive date. I'm just like, are you slow? Literally what I asked him. Are you slow? Because you spent $3,000 on a section with a bunch of your friends here and a bunch of random girls you don't know to look cool or something. I don't even know. You act like you spent $3,000 on me. And I'm not saying that to be like a gold digger or money hungry, but seriously, you're telling me you spent $3,000 on a section. This is an expensive date. We barely talked. Like, we didn't talk. This is not a date. I didn't get to know nothing about you. This is not a date. You spent $3,000 on the image, social media wise. Like I said, it's all based about social media in this generation. And that just completely turned me off. Like, red flag. That's a red flag. If a guy tells you that he took you to the club and that's an expensive date, red flag. Come on now. We got to get it together. We have to do this, like go on dates and get courted and be shown love. And first love ourselves, so we don't just be out here screaming out for love and dealing with men with childish mindsets that think love bombing is okay and don't have real goals for a relationship with you. Now, if your intention right now is not to have a real relationship, then that is fine. But like I said, don't be out here screaming all men are the same and you are letting them be the same. You're letting the same cycles happen over and over and over. And you see it happening. Whew. Baby, we just as a generation got to get it together. I'm going to end this there because I said so much, I feel like, and I can go on and on about this all day, but I'm going to end it there. And the quote I'm going to end it with is, well, actually, I always say a quote, but this one's a scripture. I keep saying scriptures. I'm sorry, you guys, but I don't know. They just been sticking out to me lately. Maybe I'm just on like a real big spiritual journey. I don't know. But I'm going to leave with Corinthians 13:4-7. And it says, love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and it is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. So yes, love yourself and you will find someone else to love you for exactly what you love you for. And as we started with Hydro, bye, Dro, bye, guys.